Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory alone. I want to thank all of you who have been a part of this ministry. I want to thank you for praying for me in the ministry. I want to thank you for those who have been supporting this ministry. I want to thank you for putting your comments down below my videos because they add so much. Because you all have so much to share and what the Lord has been showing you and teaching you. And it ministers to me when you put those in the comments below. And it really adds, I believe, to this ministry. Because we all are supposed to be the body of Christ. And we're all supposed to be helping one another. So I really appreciate that this ministry is doing that. It is reaching out to those in need. So thank you again. All right, I have another message that I received on June 11th, 2022, while praying. As you can tell by the title, it is an important message about the mark of the beast. Many people ask me specifically if they think this or that is the mark of the beast, and I'm sorry if I don't answer you because I want to be very, very careful what I put out there that is from the Lord. When He gives me a message about it, I put it out there, but I don't want to add my own opinions necessarily of what I believe. But the Lord has shown me about the MOB. It is here. It hasn't been fully recognized or activated yet. And another message that I'll be bringing to you probably after this message, I think the Lord kind of referred to what is going on. I heard that there was going to be a transference, that many who apparently knew the Lord or were Christians will be leaving the flock, leaving the fold, and that there's going to be new blood coming into the house of God, into His kingdom, a new blood. And I heard that this blood is not tainted, but it's kept pure and clean. So there's a transference that is going to be happening in the future and possibly now. That's all I really can say about something extra concerning the mark of the beast, except for what the Lord told me in this message. So let me go ahead and read it to you. The transcript will be down below along with the corresponding scripture, so please go check that out after I read the message. Here it is. With the mark of the beast, they will have to deny my name and worship another. Many will be deceived into taking it, and when they do, they will deny my name. It is a process. Here's the process I heard. Take the mark, then you cannot buy or sell, and then you deny His name. That's the process. Back to the message. The first step comes by way of deception. Just like Eve was deceived by the serpent, so shall they be. The serpent is cunning, suggestive, and very persuasive. He uses reason and logic, then bends it to defile the truth. Millions upon millions will be deceived by him, for they listen to his lies, for he is the father of lies. Once they have listened to his voice and obeyed it by taking the mark, there's no going back. The final completion of this process is as people depend on it for their everyday provision and substance. For this is a form of worship. Tell them to depend on me instead, and not to complete this process. For I will provide for their needs and will keep them alive. I am their source. I am their great provider. I am their substance. Excuse me. When you worship me, the doors will open. When you worship another, you will be caught in a snare, then you will be devoured. Let the children of light shine brightly now. They will be used to pierce the darkness and bring the enlightenment of my glory and grace. All who call out to me with a sincere heart will be saved. Those who have sinned against me, repent, repent, repent. Humble yourselves and I will lift you up. Seek me for wisdom and knowledge and it shall be given. The day is late, but most see it not. Just like in the days of Noah, they kept on with their normal lives until my wrath came down from heaven. They will be completely unaware, for they have been blinded and deceived by the enemy of their soul. Continue to pray that some will be snatched out of the hand of the devil in the lake of fire. For some it is not too late, and they still have the opportunity for salvation. But for many, they publicly speak their damnation, and by their very words there will be no turning back. They have been given up to a reprobate mind. That is why you are seeing such a depraved society now, because it has no limit until it reaches its final destination of death and hell fires. Tell them that I am coming soon, and they are to get their spirit houses ready. Clean up your garments and put on clean white ones without stain or wrinkles. The transformation of your bodies will happen soon, the corruptible for the incorruptible. You will be transformed in a twinkle of an eye. This is no fairy tale, but an actual event that will happen. Do not give up hope and keep waiting and watching. Soon I will be with my own, the sheep of my pasture. And then it was signed, the Great Shepherd, the gate to the pastures, the living waters, Jesus Christ, the Messiah. All right, so in order to understand some of this message, you need to go back to Scripture. To buy or sell with the mark of the beast, you can see that in Revelation 13, verses 16 through 17, where it says, He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except for one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. And then it talks about worshiping. When you take the mark, you are worshiping the beast. It says that in Revelation 14, 9 through 10. It says, Then a third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, If anyone worships the beast and his image and receives his mark on his forehead or his hand, he himself shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out full strength into the cup of his indignation. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And after reading that, I just felt, again, hearing the Lord saying that we are to repent, brothers and sisters. If you hear my voice and you are being convicted, then please repent before him and turn away from your sins and start walking a holy life. The last one I want to read is retrobate. What is a retrobate mind, reprobate mind? And you can read that in Romans 1:29-31, and I'll end with this serious scripture. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful. That was Romans 1:29-31. All right, brothers and sisters, well, thank you for coming and listening to what the Lord has shown me. Please take this message to the Father, pray about it, seek your own confirmations, and ask the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you into all revelation and understanding concerning this MOB. Shalom.